Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, belonging to God. The Lord made us, we belong to Him. This is the psalmist's response to God's love in today's responsorial, taken from chapter 100, verses 1b through 5. St. Paul reminds us in the first reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, that we used to be spiritually dead, following the ways of the devil in his kingdom of disobedience, instead of following Christ. But God, in his generous mercy, drew us into the gift of life that he provided when Jesus died for our sins. What do we do with this gift of life? Paul goes on to say that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that he prepared in advance for us to do. Have you figured out yet what God has prepared for you to do? Are you a divinely inspired, purpose-driven Catholic? Since we belong to the one who made us, everything we have also belongs to him. As Jesus points out in today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21, this includes whatever wealth we have, be it small or large, financial or otherwise. Why store up possessions and money or skills and talents for our own use when God has a greater use for it? What do you have that God wants to share with others? God is not a harsh father who forces us to share our toys with our sisters and brothers. Rather, God is the source of our life and of our money and of everything else that's good for us. He is the source of the food we eat and the roof over our heads and the computers that connect us to the digital good news. And he has a greater purpose for everything that he provides, a purpose beyond serving just us and our families. If you're facing unemployment, are you asking God how he wants to use your talents and intelligence? If you're lacking the opportunity to achieve a dream you've been holding on to, are you willing to let him move you outside the box of your comfort zone into something you otherwise never would have considered? Material sources as the solution to our problems are only temporary helps, not eternal ones. God's help is here, now, and eternally. How much do you really believe this? Here's one way to measure it. How much money do you put in the collection basket at church? As one who's ushered the basket up and down the pews, I can tell you that most Catholics do not know what it means to belong to God. Apparently, most Catholics think that God is the source of the salaries of the church's staff and payments for electricity and mortgage and carpet cleaning and plumbing repairs and so on, without much help from us. At the same time, we forget that God is also the source of our finances. God is going to send a big check from heaven to the priest's desk to cover the parish bills with enough left over to help the needy. But how will he do it except through all of us sharing what he has given us? I used to be afraid that if I donated a tithe of 10% of our family income, like scriptures tell us to do, we'd end up with our house foreclosed and our car repossessed. Now, realize that tithing is Old Testament thinking. New Testament thinking, Christian thinking, is exampled by the community of believers in the book of Acts. No one claimed any of their possessions as their own, but they shared everything. How is this kind of generosity possible? Our fears change to trust when we meditate on what it means to belong to God.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.